escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Hugh taking phone calls from his eye doctor.
Shout out to Pearl Vision because they listened to the show, right?
Oh.
And so they heard one day that
well, they you know we're glasses wearers.
Yeah, yeah. And they knew I was blind, so they got me some new contacts. But I told them that wasn't their fault. It was my fault.
Okay.
Because I had the monthlies, right?
Yeah.
So I wore them longer than I was supposed to wear them.
Clearly
so
your
it
fault.
So it was blind. So they hooked me up. They listened to the show, and they heard that I was blind. So they got me some dailies. So
doesn't help that I'm blind.
Yeah, they heard I was blind, so they got me some dailies. So they told me that they needed me to come in and check for my dailies.
So you're gonna be able to see again?
Every day I can take them out and put some new ones in. Every day I'm alive. I can see.
All ready for football season.
All ready for football
All
season.
All right. Well, football season's coming up. But coming up right now, and we have less than 4 hours to go for Eagles Radiothon. Ryan Hammond with us to give us an update on how the bidding is going, and less than 4 hours to go here.
Yeah, I mean, they are steadily increasing. I am so proud to share that right now your show is number one for the remote broadcast. We're
we
not
can
done.
Do better. Well, how much? Wait,
it's at 6,000, so we can have do to better do better. Than
that. We need to win, too.
Yeah.
This important.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my own. Well,
can we do a recap of the values that you plan to add to this experience?
Well, I'm going to reenact the scene in Baby Boy.
Okay.
I'm going to come in the house, and I'm going to be cooking in your kitchen. I'm going to cook some bacon.
PG with clothes
yeah,
on.
Yes.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It all depends. If you bid enough, you know what I'm saying? We might do what we got to do. We're going to do that. I'm going to go in your refrigerator. Make sure you have at least some orange juice.
Okay.
And you got to have some Hatfield bacon. If they got some Hatfield bacon in there, it's
Forget
a
about
done
it.
Deal.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. Yeah, has to be Hatfield.
We could supply the Hatfield. We could bring it with us.
I mean, we could, but wouldn't it be so much better if I went in every refrigerator and did it?
Well, it would be funnier. Yeah, I agree with that.
Then if you want us to, we go wait. If you got kids, we go wake your kids up, tell them to get out of bed and cook them breakfast and pour some little cereal in the bowl.
This experience just keeps getting better.
Yeah. They keep adding on because we're doing it for a good cause.
You are.
It's the Eagles Autism. If you want me to come to your house and cook breakfast, I'll cook breakfast at your house.
You don't have to do the show. Just cook breakfast.
Well, you know what? To irritate
Kyle. He's now modifying. Yeah.
Yeah. Even to irritate Kyle even more, if you give me one of those like Bobby Brown mics where you have it on your head and you have the little piece, I will walk around the house and serve the kids breakfast.
Okay.
While I'm doing the show.
Are you going to try to cook while on the air?
Yes.
Ryan, do you know this story? When Hugh was working in Atlanta, this was during COVID.
Okay.
A lot of stations were doing shows from home, right?
Yeah.
Remote.
Yeah.
So okay. Hugh was in his house doing a show. He did the morning show in Atlanta. And he cooked bacon on the air thinking they wouldn't hear it. But
everyone
knew it was going down.
Everyone was able to hear it.
It was sounding so succulent.
So it sounds like you're a multitasker.
I try.
Okay.
Kyle doesn't like that, though, because every now and then when I'm multitasking... My phone goes off.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, I mean, we did just get a call from Pearl Vision, so
that
tracks.
All right, thank you.
Before we get any more updates on what's going on here and tell everyone how they could donate or bid, let's hear what that sounded like when Hugh Douglas was cooking bacon on the air in Atlanta.
Still
no, because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait a minute, let me just.
Hugh Douglas, it's a microphone!
Wait a minute, just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can.
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait.
Wait for you here. It's okay.
Okay, it's turned. Okay, I'm back.
You know what the best part about that whole bacon experience was? I found a new way to cook bacon, Ryan.
Okay.
Do you know, and this is for everybody else out there that likes to cook their bacon. If you put a little bit of water in the bacon, like while you're cooking it,
okay,
it'll lay a little flatter. It'll take a little longer to cook, but it'll lay a little flatter. Because, you know, if you don't like your bacon all shriveled up, it'll help it from shriveling. It's really tasty.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, it is. Really tasty.
I mean, honestly, like, the tips are coming. The value's increasing.
Yes.
Please start bidding
if more
than $6,000.
I might even sweep the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
I might do
a
some
cleaning
sweeping.
Service is included as well.
EaglesRadiothon.com.
All right. Wash dishes.
Nothing can stop
us. Wow. Washing dishes?
No. I'll take the sweep.
Load the dishwasher.
I'll load the dishwasher.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you.
All right, give us some updates on what is popping right now.
The numbers are climbing. The golf, obviously, is unmatched. I think the enthusiasm to hang with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley are just like, people are very excited. We're also trying to call Charles Barkley to see if he wants to join this.
Wow.
So we'll see. I don't know. I got my guy Mike Quick out there doing the Lord's work and helping us make connections. So that would be incredible. But again, like Hugh, we recognize that it's important to add value to our experiences.
Because it's all about the people, man.
Yeah.
It's all about
that was Howie earlier. Howie
experience.
Called about his
totally.
Experience. And he was like, and then I'll invite you to training camp. And you can also come to a game.
Howie's
so
a competitor, though.
He is.
He does not like to be outdone.
No. And his item has jumped. He called. It was $7,200. It's over $20,000 now.
Dang.
That'll continue to increase.
Making that. Some of y'all out there got that money.
And they're willing to donate
and
that
willing,
money.
That's what's
well, these
awesome
are charitable contributions.
Yes.
So, you know, the item, the value is priceless, but there is a small, you know, amount associated. The rest is all a charitable contribution.
And it's for a beautiful thing, man. You get to hang out with the best organization on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Jeffrey Lurie, though,
yeah,
right?
Like
the
time.
Fact that his personal connection to this inspired him to be a voice for the 1 in 31 families affected, and something that had been hard for people to like manage or even self-identify. They just weren't sure of where they fell and, mm-hmm. you know, being included and accepted. And he's like, we're opening the doors of the, you know, our stadium, our organization, and we're creating a place for you. So whether it's an employment or it's vendor relationships like our Popcorn for the People or our All Abilities Clinics, it's amazing to see when you create resources to meet the needs of the most challenged that everyone can be served.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And there's so many cool ones. And you mentioned Jeffrey. The one, I just keep looking at the championship moment, the experience with Jeff Lurie to raise the banner.
Continuing to increase, yeah. We're over $15,000 for that item.
I'm not surprised. Hugh, that's just like, any fan out there, like the idea that you get to be part of raising a Super Bowl banner on opening night against the Cowboys.
Awesome. That is awesome. Jeffrey's a good dude, though, man. I remember back in the day, and he probably don't want me to tell this story, but
uh-oh,
I remember
now we're here.
When we used to do the Christmas parties.
Yes.
And I remember when he had the Komodo, the karate Komodo on one time, man, that was pretty cool.
He's very stylish.
Yeah, he was very stylish.
I mean, he's a great leader. We all are very lucky that he is responsible for this organization. And as you can see, his leadership just permeates through the building. We had Howie call. We've had Coach. We, you know, all of these players raise their hand. It's the culture that he set is that we all have this responsibility to give back. And not only do we have a responsibility, we're empowered to do so. And that's what's so cool about this opportunity working with partners like WIP is that we then get to talk about this to our fan base and get them involved. And if they can't bid on something or they just want to watch from afar, they can purchase a Radiothon t-shirt and feel involved in this initiative.
Yeah, with the exciting whites on the front of it. You got to make that happen, man.
Yeah, $30. It's a $30 donation. You get this amazing t-shirt. You represent the foundation in some capacity and you know that you've made a donation to make a difference.
And you know what another cool thing about it is, Joe, I just thought about? There's a lot of people in that organization that were working there. And I remember them starting out their careers there. That are still
I'm one
there.
Of them. Well,
shout
I left
T-Roy.
And came back. Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
like
Troy.
Shout out to T-Roy and like all the people that work in the kitchen and everything, man. Like there's a lot
Keisha,
of people.
I mean, our hero.
Yeah,
we
shout
love
out
her.
To Keisha. Like there's a lot of people that when I go back there and I go walk around, A lot of familiar faces. Don Smolinski, been there forever, like a bunch of folks that you get to see.
When we talk about culture, we're usually talking about the team on the field, but there's a culture of the organization.
It's the I mean, and that's the thing, right? Don embraced that. You have Frank Umeni. Like, there's so many
Frank,
people.
Shout out to Frank.
Yeah, we had a shout out to Frank. He's a big ambassador of Eagles Autism Foundation. Yeah. So Greg was happy I gave him a shout out earlier. Greg, our equipment manager. He has an experience being assistant equipment manager.
Greg, it is a cool one.
Send us some Eagles gear.
Oh, is that what you want? You want more hoodies?
You know, I'm shameless. Yeah. I'm shameless.
We know that.
Listen, we appreciate you.
Yeah. EaglesRadiothon.com. You can purchase the T-shirt. You can also text midday to 53209. Ryan, thank you again for last 2 days.
Oh, you guys are
days.
The best. We really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate
I can't wait to share the number with you guys when we finish up today.
I can't wait either. All right, EaglesRadiothon.com. There she goes, Ryan Hammer. Let's go back to the phones. Darian in Roxburgh. Hey, Darian.
Yeah, I think this whole city just is overly negative and overreacting. Didn't Ben Davis just say it was the best series, Seattle was the best series in 5 years?
Yes, he said that last week.
Now they turn around. I understand that the Mets owned them, but it's one series.
But it was a bad series.
Well, wait, hold on. One series?
They've also lost 10 in a row up there.
They also lost in the divisional round to the Mets.
I said they owned them.
That makes it better.
So
Darian,
it's not just one series. What are you talking about,
Darian? Yeah. What do you want us to say that they in the last year and a half they've beaten the Mets as many times in London as they have in New York, and they play in New York 10 more times than they do in London. What are we supposed to say?
What are the statistical odds that they faced them in the first round?
Pretty damn good. All right, so let's play it out, Darian. I think it's unlikely. I think we'd all agree it's unlikely they're going to get the one seed over Milwaukee. So they're either going to be the two and get a bye, or the three, or if they blow this whole thing, they're probably going to be the six. So if they're the two seed, baseball does not reseed. So the way the bracket looks is the three.
It's not that. It's just that I can't come down.
You asked a question. We're going through the answer. So you asked. Yeah, but, so it, Darian, oh, you know what? Right. Let's simplify it. If they, it's pretty likely they see them if the Mets win a series or they end up in the first round against each other. It's pretty likely.
But isn't this just the regular season thing that they're doing?
What does that mean?
I mean, are they really going to be the same in the postseason against them?
What? Did you watch last year?
Before you get upset.
That was last year.
Let me ask Darian. So what have you seen, Darian, like seriously?
This team's way better.
Wait a minute, Darian. Calm down. First of all, calm down. We're having a grown-folk conversation. Did the Mets knock them out of the playoffs last year?
I just said that was last year.
Okay, but what have you seen thus far since they've played the Mets that makes you think that the playoff energy is going to be different than the regular season energy?
Because of what they did against Seattle, period.
Seattle is not their kryptonite, though, Darian.
Yeah, but they're not going to stay. They're not going to play the same way in the postseason.
Okay, again, Darian, and now we're back to my original question.
They did this last year.
Wait a minute, Darian. I'm back to my original question. What have they shown you that makes you feel that the outcome is going to be different?
What have they shown versus the Mets, you mean, or
yes.
just in general?
Yes. What have they shown you against
the
their
Seattle
nemesis?
Series.
Okay, what does Seattle have to do with the Mets?
Because they might still be good enough to beat the Mets.
Okay, Darian, it's like Darian, we're having a roundabout here. You do know that because I'm asking you again for the third time.
Yeah, but what are you asking? Overall?
I am asking. This is what I'm asking you, Darian, because there are certain teams that match up better with others. Do you understand that part of it? Do you acknowledge that applies to this particular year? It, Darian.
Okay, wait a second. You finish it.
Okay, Darian, I'm not talking about last year, okay? I said listen to me now because I'm going to say it real slow. What have the Phillies shown you in the rivalry against the Mets that makes you think it's going to be different?
They don't have to show anything.
Okay, all right, Darian, you do not get it.
Darian, I'm about to curse.
Get it.
Bleep Seattle. Who cares about Seattle? They're not going to see Seattle again until the World Series.
Ben Davis said it was the best series.
Yeah. Right, but you asked what are the chances they see the Mets. The chances they see the Mets are far greater than see Seattle. That has to be in the World Series, Darian.
But it's going to translate to them being good against the Mets.
What?
How, Darian? How?
Because they were world beaters against Seattle.
Darian, this can't be a serious call.
You can't be.
No, it's not Aaron.
I'm cooked. I'm out.
Some. You know what's funny? Because Aaron called the other day, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yo. Yo. That was one of the funniest, most frustrating phone calls I think we've ever taken.
Why can they beat the Mets? Because they beat Seattle last week. You guys didn't watch.
And it will translate versus the Mets, who they just got swept by.
I think the reality is every week we don't know what the hell they are. They got swept by the Pirates. They swept Seattle. Yeah. They can't beat the Mets in New York.
And you're just negative. Yep. I think that's the only thing I took from that conversation.
You were the negative one. You went in on Derek.
You hit him with the dark rim.
I know.
I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
No, but dog, like, was I wrong? Because I'm like, what have they shown you that makes you think it's going to be different? I didn't even bring up next year. They just got swept.
Yeah, I just love that you invoke Doc Rivers. I'm going to say it real slow so everyone can pick it up.
I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah, he did pick it up.
No, before he went on the air, that guy called me back multiple times just to yell at me.
Oh, well, then I like him. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's on the other side. We got to give this prize away. This is 2 days in a row that Hughes Clues goes deep into the show.
I am profound.
All right, why don't you do this? We're about to hit this. Give everyone the fourth clue right now. Let them chew on it until we are on the other side.
This person got famous for being tickled.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he got tickled.
All right.
He was tickled like he was.
Tickled, 90s.
Yes.
Did something to bother Kyle yesterday?
He did something to bother Kyle yesterday.
All right, there it is. 215-592-9494. We got to give the prize away. A pair of tickets to DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick's teams at The Link on October 30th. Sports Radio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
94 WIP. It really was an atrocious series in every way. Monday was a blowout. Last night, they looked in and get off the bus. I mean, they might as well not take the field. And then the loss on Tuesday with the walk-off against Iran. All right, 215-592-9494. We got to check in on our Twitter polls here because we had a few up today. One, is this my fault? And then one, are the Phillies going to be okay? I'm guessing the voting's not going in a positive direction in either based on the way people are feeling. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI DentalCenter.com. All right, we had actually three polls up today. Number one, are the Phillies going to be okay? Hugh, how do you think this one came down?
This was a tough one. Mm-hmm. I want to say, I think fans think they're going to be okay, but I don't think that they do think they're going to be okay.
59%.
Hold on, did you hear Darian? The Seattle series.
Darian made extra accounts to vote yes over and over.
Tired of the negativity.
I just don't feel like, knowing what I think I know about Philly fans, they're probably a lot upset behind this.
Yeah, 59% said no. Do you think if this season goes bad, we'll hang a banner next year, but at least we had the Seattle series?
Yeah.
The Seattle series. August, whatever.
The best series in the last five years.
No, it's going to say we'll always have Seattle.
We'll always have Seattle. We beat the crap out of the Mariners. All right. Who is more to blame for the Phillies getting swept by the Mets? This one is back and forth. The current leader, the Phillies winning at 52%.
Wow.
Which means I'm to blame for 48%. That's an enormous percentage.
That is
I didn't throw a pitch. I didn't throw a pitch.
Not
I didn't
one
swing the bat.
Pitch. But you know, hey.
You opened your freaking yap.
Yep.
You opened it.
I did. Should fans in attendance boo the Phillies tonight as they take the field?
No, 70%.
52%. Yes. Yes.
My city is back, baby.
Kyle, you got to get to this game. Hot. You got to go out.
I know.
You're too negative, Kyle.
Oh,
you're
dude.
Too
so they posted the clip of me saying that.
I don't know
how you do it, man.
Oh, I don't. You got to listen.
I muted it immediately.
Little advice. You mute all. Guys, I mute all the mentions. I don't see a damn thing.
Dude, brutal.
They're mad?
Oh, well. Yeah.
Well, yeah, never mind. It's of course
said, duh.
Personal attacks, yeah. Everything.
Oh, there you go. All right. Who will win the NL East? Phillies or Mets? This is my favorite poll because everyone's annoyed. It's my fault yelling at Kyle, yet 63% think they're still going to win the NL East after all this. That's the best part.
Well, maybe they heard Darian.
Maybe they did hear Darian. They're all voting after Darian. All right. Hugh, it is 124. And we have not given away this prize. This, you know what happens when this happens, right? It's
what
an indictment
mean?
On you.
No, it's not.
And the clues. Well, it is.
No,
I
it's
mean,
not.
That's,
yeah.
that's
no,
exactly what it is.
It's never an indictment on me.
Well, I think that we're going to call it that. So we need to give this prize away. We got a pair of tickets to Norfolk State, Del State. By the way, Delaware State playing their first game tonight.
I will be there.
Going to be in attendance. Now, yeah. are you going to be booing the Blue Hens? That was difficult to get out.
Yes.
You're going to go boo the other team?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to boo.
I can't picture he was a booer.
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to act like I have some sense for once in my life. But I'm going to have a ball, man. I can't wait.
Front.
Yeah, it's going to be the first time. So, yeah, but I'm going to have fun. I'm gonna take my son with me. We're going to go out there. We're going to have a ball.
I'm sure it'll be a cool atmosphere. All right, so the game is tonight. But then in October, it's Mike Vick's team and Deshaun's team. We have a pair of tickets. Why don't you re-share with everyone all four clues?
Okay, this individual was popular in the 90s.
Okay.
He made a questionable move yesterday that made Kyle upset.
Yes.
He's a famous children's character. And he got famous for being tickled.
Okay, can I? I want to help people one thing. Just focus on the character element of this.
Listen, if the next caller doesn't get that, something ain't right with you.
Well, so hold on, because now that I'm hearing all the clues lumped together, is it a bad look that
you're mad
I'm
at
angry
this person?
At a children's character?
It's a little bad. It's a bad, but this is what we're going with.
Yeah.
we're here now.
Not a great look for me. But once you find out what this character did,
oh, yeah, we'll explain.
Yeah, we'll definitely explain.
It'll make a little more sense. All right, Steve in Haddon Heights is up. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you? Guys, don't get upset. These idiots are idiots. You know what I mean? Don't be upset about that.
The Phillies, right? I agree right now. They are idiots. They're playing like idiots right now.
Yeah, they're playing terrible. But they haven't been consistent for the last at least 2 years. And without Wheeler, their consistency element, they're in deep trouble. You're right. They are in deep trouble. I think they will win. And I do. I was glad to see Christopher Sanchez a little bit hopped up in the dugout after he gave up three runs.
Mm-hmm.
I did see that. But yeah, I just don't see them winning the World Series this year. That's all there is.
Well, I don't think you're the only one that feels that way. I think we all want to feel they can, and they obviously still have a chance, and they're very likely to make the playoffs. But, Steve, you know what it is for me before you make your next point? It's hard to trust that they're going to play four good series in a row in October. Like, they might have one or two in them, like they do every other week. But then if they have a dud, they're going to go home.
Yeah, you're right. And then Harper pokes the bear with that idiot stuff he did on Monday. That was crazy. So I don't say it. But I do have a Eagles point for you,
Yes.
And it's about Jalen. You know, I hope, and I'm optimistic, but you know how Barkley came into his own last year? I think it's possible that Jalen will come into his own and have, like, a great season this year, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I think that's what we're all hoping for, to be totally honest.
I think he's looking at it that way. He's cool, and I hope that is. I hope he does that. And I think it's very possible after what he did last year, you know, because the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, he was just excellent. So I'm hoping that.
Well, Steve, he was in the last two. If he plays like he did, and obviously not that great every week, but if he plays close to the level he did in the final two games, he will be an MVP candidate. We just say it that way.
Absolutely, and he's one of the best three quarterbacks, I think, in football. Maybe four. He's not, you know. So anyway, I do have a guess, but I'm probably wrong.
What is it? What's your guess?
Elmo.
You're not wrong, Steve. You're going to the 100%. Game. It is Elmo.
Screw Elmo. Yeah. The hell was that
yesterday? Me Elmo.
Yeah, he ran Kyle hot.
Steve, good job. Good phone call, man. We got the tickets for you.
No, you know what's funny? I was just going to say, like, we're in a meeting this morning, and Kyle said something about, well, you see what Elmo had on? And my first thing was, I said, what, Tickle Me Elmo? And everybody kind of looked at me, and I was like,
I remembered.
No, because what I remember is, as a parent, running around trying to find the Tickle Me Elmo doll because all the kids wanted one.
So I was too old, but I have a younger brother that's about Kyle's age.
Uh-huh.
He's like 8 years younger than me. My parents went and did the whole Tickle Me Elmo because that was like mid-90s, late 90s.
I mean, man, listen, I just remember like running around trying to find a Tickle Me Elmo doll, and like I think I got one. No, I think this happened to me twice. The first one was Bananas in Pajamas. And then it was Tickle Me Elmo. And I think I got both of those on the West Coast.
Really?
I had to find somebody in California.
For the Bananas in Pajamas.
And the Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Like, it was no joke.
So, Kyle, what did you notice yesterday that with Elmo that set you off?
Oh, he's wearing Mets gear. The guy's a total fraud.
Well,
wait a minute. I'm confused. How's he a fraud? I mean, is he a Phillies fan?
Maybe fraud might be the wrong word for it. I just feel betrayed. I mean, Elmo's supposed to be,
I'm going to back Kyle on this.
Wait a minute,
Sesame Place is in Langhorne.
But
he's supposed to be a Phillies fan.
But wait a minute. Isn't Sesame Street in New York?
Sesame Place is in Langhorne.
Hold on.
When was the last time you went?
I don't know.
First of all, be a Yankees fan.
If you're going to be a New York guy, just be a Yankees fan.
Yeah, I mean, you picked the wrong team.
Well, clearly he did, yeah.
So.
And this is what fans are fanatics. That's what I'm talking about.
Full transparency. Because I was already, I was hot when I came in today.
Well, about everything.
Pissed off, yeah, in general.
Yeah.
And we're in the meeting, and I'm firing up Elmo. And I could tell Rod thought it was a little bit aggressive.
It was. So you were flaming Elmo in that meeting. I mean, you were annoyed.
I think Rod was worried about me.
You called him mean and hurtful name, but I'm just like.
Oh, I did, yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, Elmo's from New York, right? He's from New York. He's a New Yorker, right?
You were justifying him being a Mets fan?
Well, no, I'm saying he's a New Yorker, if I'm not mistaken, because isn't Sesame Street in New York?
Yeah, I don't care. Don't make excuses for Elmo.
No, I'm not.
Again,
first the Phillies, now Elmo. You can't help yourself,
man. Sesame Street's a TV show.
No, but it's...
And Sesame Place is in Langhorne.
Wait a minute. I know it's a TV show, but I've always assumed... that it was based in New York.
I think if we're going to play psychiatrist here, I think Kyle had a strong association with Elmo as a kid.
Bert and Ernie.
He viewed Elmo as an ally.
Bert and Ernie.
And then he saw the guy, or whatever the character.
Oscar the Grouch.
In a Mets hat yesterday, and it set him off.
Big Bird.
Yeah, we get it. You know Sesame Street.
No,
but I'm just saying.
You know.
The garbage is the Grouch, right? Cookie Monster.
Oscar the Grouch.
And Bert and Ernie living their best lives. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with how Bert and Ernie living. I mean, it's cool. Yeah. Up to here.
What? He said he had it up to here. Didn't I tell you weeks ago to stop trying to see the good in everybody?
I'm just saying. I think it's in New York. Matter of fact, let me Google that. Let me ask, what's that? ChatGTP? GBTP?
Close enough, man.
Yeah.
I'll let you slide with
that. No, I'm just saying. I think it's based in New York.
Again,
see.
Don't care.
We don't
where it's based.
We don't care. Have we reached the point of the show where we're using AI for Sesame Street questions?
Yes.
Really? Like we've gotten there.
Yes.
I'm anti AI, by the way. Just I'm out.
I loved it.
You love AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I said you had a famous take.
I had a famous take. Yeah. Yeah, the television show.
Yeah.
Sesame Street is based in the city of New York.
That's wonderful.
The location has served as a setting.
And that's enough AI for today.
I say it's a patient, it's inception. that's enough of me reading for today. I'm good.
I'm about to count to three.
We have reached our limit on that. All right. Speaking of reaching limits, Jay in West Philly. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Hey, yo. First off, this was a wellness check, but Jillio, did you skip over me? Because I had the answers. You ain't want me to go to the game?
You know, honestly, I didn't. No,
it,
no, no, no,
no.
Listen, I did not know that you had the answer. I don't know.
I rigged it. Screw you, Jay.
I knew you did.
I could see. I can tell. I could hear the smile through the phone.
All right, hold on, Jay. Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with this.
It was a wellness check because I was calling to check on Kyle.
Okay. Now I didn't have anything to do with this. Now I'm. I probably would have rigged it too, but I didn't do it. It's not my fault today.
You did do it. I
didn't do anything.
Oh no, that was me.
I tried to get off the hook because you said they was going to win the division and everything.
I still believe that, Jay. Still holding firm.
Say you holding, man. That's bad business, man. Look. You like the dude on the Titanic.
That's right. I'm going right down with the ship. The captain goes down with the ship, Jay.
The boat, man.
You take the boat out. I'm staying.
Yeah, okay. You see exactly where you're going. You cost them three games in the race, and that's a wrap. Yeah. But Kyle, you all right?
He's not all right today. No,
he's a little distraught.
He's a mess. I see where it's going, Jay.
But Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, this is Marcus Epps. You think he's going to start by the second or third game?
Marcus Epps.
They brought him back yesterday. The safety was here in 22.
Okay. I think that, Makuba's still hurt, right? He's still hurt. Well, they're hoping that he'll be ready for the game.
He was. I saw he was at practice, but not practicing yesterday.
Yeah, he was at practice yesterday.
Yeah, because we can't have Sidney Brown flying around there taking out people.
Sidney Brown might be, if Makuba's not ready.
No, we can't do that. That man double running all over the place, man. We can't have that.
Yeah.
We can't have that, man. Look, just the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jillio.
Yeah.
When you go get on that guy at on the radio station up there, he called you out your name. What he called you? Giglio?
Giglio.
What he called you?
Yeah.
He called him Giglio.
He called me Giglio. Yeah, it's Sal Licata. He's host of Midday up there.
And then, where Mr. Met going to bet at today? Did the lineup come out today? Where Mr. Met going to bet at?
Are we talking Harper? I haven't seen the lineup yet for today. I'm guessing he's going to bet third. Hopefully he's not wearing his rivalry pack for the Braves tonight.
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, call Ike. Tell him to stay out of that interview. I want to see what the Chris Sims intern's going to do. I want to see how they interview.
One thing that Ike is that he's a professional, and Ike's going to do the professional thing.
Call him.
He's here. He's here.
I want to hear the interns. I want to see what the interns do.
Let's be nice, Jay. That's enough. I'm excited to hear the interview. Jalen Hurts is going to be on the afternoon show.
I am too. Cannot wait to hear it. Now, I'm fall for pettiness, though.
Yeah.
I want to see how they're going to – I just want to see how they're going to handle it, to be totally honest.
Well, I mean, so it depends on how Jalen handles it more than them, I think.
Well, Jalen's gonna be a stand-up guy always.
Sure.
But I wonder if.
But he could get. Jalen sometimes will give very, very plain, generic answers.
Mm-hmm.
So then they can't do anything about that, right?
Yeah.
Now, if he wants to give. I don't know if they're going to get to his rankings, if he cares. That's how I would ask. Do you pay attention? Do you care how you're ranked by us, by national, by other players? He could say no, and then it's kind of like, what are you going to do if he says no?
You can't make him,
You can't make him care.
Talk about it.
But maybe he would give a different answer. We'll see. I mean, he's going to talk about his experience with the Eagles radio thought, which is really, that's why he's coming.
Yeah, that's
out.
Why. Yeah.
And that's important that he talks about it. And it is super cool that he's got a children's book and he's going to read it. Like
to
that's,
the kids.
That's in all these experiences we've talked about a lot in the last few days, Hugh, and EaglesRadiothon.com to go on and bid. I think it's cool how unique they are to the players. Like you spoke about the Landon Dickerson one yesterday, where he'll come mow your lawn. Jalen has a children's book. He'll read his children's book to kids, you know, who their parents won the bidding. That's fun.
Yeah, and it humanizes these people because I think a lot of times, man, as fans, you just see one side of them. You know, the fact that I can sit there, and I've done this, and talk in breaks to Landon about mowing lawns and the fact that, you know, he's so passionate about it. That's pretty cool.
When he was on with us, I think he was on just a couple days before his injury in camp this year. And, you know, I think we had him on for 10 minutes, then we went to commercial. He stayed in the RV with us and was showing us pictures of his lawn.
Yeah. And you know what else is funny that I didn't notice, and I saw a picture of it the other day? Jordan Davis reads comic books.
He was at a comic book store in the city, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, because you know, I read comic books, but I just thought it was kind of interesting that he has the same interest as reading comic books, you know, because I make comic book references on the show all the time and I follow different people, but it's kind of interesting that he likes to read comics as well. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's grab Joe in the Northeast, who's up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I was trying to reach you yesterday, but the call was getting dropped. Because I knew, Taiwan Walker, that the Mets were not going to be going out swinging at first pitches like the Nationals did against them. And, you know, he went in five innings, gave up. We had 100 pitches and hits against them. Mm-hmm. And that kid McClain, I saw him pitch against in AAA, and he's got real good stuff. Joe, you know, you had said about the Mets, you know, playing so lousy. Well, you know what it was? Their pitching, both starting and relieving, the starters were injured. Senga, in the first half, he had the best ERA in all of baseball, and he pulls his hamstring covering first base for him. And then you got Minaya. He's got arm trouble. So that's what now he can't go past. He gives you a good four innings. And then after the fourth, again against the Phillies, he loses his stuff. He can't throw his slider, they say. He's not throwing his slider, which was a big pitch for him.
Right.
So now they've got this phenom. And he's putting up numbers that Ainer hasn't. Jonah Tong.
Yeah, he has like 179 strikeouts in 100 innings. He's dominated the minor leagues.
Right. Yeah. He had Tommy John senior year, 23, as Painter. They sat him out, but they started him down in Double A. He had, like you said, he had about 20. They only limited him to like five. They're watching his pitches. He was pitching in the first game of a doubleheader, so they only played seven innings. He had pitched a perfect a game for six innings. They didn't even let him come out for the seventh. So he's going to pitch. Watch him against the Marlins, because if he comes up here again, he'll be only be limited probably to five innings. But you get him, McClain, and Peterson, and then Senga, and then McGill he's on a rehab. Then he can put Minaya and Clay Holmes in the bullpen.
Yeah, they're getting healthier, and they're young guys. It's unfortunate because this was the time of the year, Joe, we thought Painter would help this team, and he's not. He's not here.
No, you know, Joe, you know, that's why I said, where they give you this information out, well, they asked Thompson weeks ago, are we about Painter? Oh, he's got to control his off-speed better. That's a bunch of baloney. I watched last game, I didn't see him. I don't watch him anymore. But his fastball was like 97. They're hitting that. And he's not throwing his breaking ball. And then they don't even have Stubbs catch him. You know, Stubbs caught all of Abel's games. They had this Peyton Henry. I think he has some major league experience. But he catches him. Stubbs doesn't even catch him.
Well, that's disappointing. That's the whole reason for Stubbs to be there, to catch Painter, to help him out. Yeah, that's crazy stuff, Joe.
Anything
we appreciate
on that, Douglas?
It. Peyton Henry, the other catcher in Lehigh Valley.
Why are you doing that knowing damn well I was somewhere else?
What?
Because we doing? Come to you for Peyton Henry knowledge. Backup catcher at Lehigh Valley.
I thought you were going to have a response to the AAA backup catcher.
215-592-9494.
I was thinking about this read.
Coming up next. Well, coming up right now, Hewitt and New
sure
Reed. You're not going to want to miss this. And
really, Tom?
You...
He did kind of just fire you up.
You people.
That was crazy.
I am sure they have a lot to say today. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, week one kicks off next Thursday. So let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. I'm only going to talk about the two that we care about. Landon Dickerson, he came back to practice. And A.J. Brown is back at practice. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. This football season, everybody. Where else would you want to be? Then bet better with Fanatics Sportsbook. Now this is where it's going to get bad. The home of Fair Play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straight parlays and SGPs all season long for any first half injury. 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, giving an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Protect your parlay from injuries. Switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first half for all pro football games. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Plus, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Boom!
All right, what do they got for us today?
Quick disclaimer, first of all, we do not condone nor endorse people trying to schedule fights with Chris Middleton.
Oh, no. We don't do that stuff.
Not up in here.
No.
Wait a minute. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. It's childish.
Just use words.
We can. Yeah.
Ain't none of y'all about that action.
Be
mean
with words.
Sticks and stones might break my bones.
Ain't none of y'all about that.
Words might never hurt me. All right. What do we got?
State of the Phillies summed up with Eagles chance in the chat tonight. We have moved on to football season.
Okay, we're there.
Mm-hmm. Who's Kyle?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that would be me. Hugh looks like homeless Barney the dinosaur.
That's not funny.
That's
not funny.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's not great.
Now, that shirt looks blue to me.
Yeah. It is.
Is it purple?
It's blue.
I'm bad with colors.
You know, Barney
color.
Used to be blue, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he started off as blue, yeah.
No, I saw that. Have you seen a documentary on Barney with why people hate him so bad?
No.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard about it. I don't think I saw it.
And how he went south, like, overnight. He went south of Barney, like, overnight.
But Barney would have been a good one for the 90s. Yeah. He had a moment.
Yeah.
Found this one pretty funny. Are you guys hiring? Maybe not the place to ask.
The place to do it, but I admire the ambition.
Yeah. Just tuned in. What's Hugh's problem?
Like it.
Yeah. Do you guys get tired of Hugh being right all the time?
What, he would have to be right all the time for us to get tired
really
of
him. Somebody has been listening for a long time. Thank you, kind sir or ma'am. I've been listening for a
Your
long
most time. Famous take in the last 3 years is that defense is a luxury,
and
not a necessity.
It's famous, and it was right
on. The Philadelphia Eagles
on.
Won the Super Bowl with the best defense
and,
in
and
the sport.
And now, with the best defense, we have questions about the defense going into the season. Game, set, match.
Yep.
That doesn't prove the point at all.
It kind of does. It fits
Philly's last night reminded me of Jacksonville Douglas. No heart. Totally mailed it in.
No, that's not true. I had heart. I just didn't have
you mailed it in, dude.
The body couldn't get it done. We banged up.
We heard about the training table stuff. And
yeah, I told him.
Did you do anything for us?
I went in there. It was like I gave him the you people. I gave him the thumbs up. Well, the finger when I left. Kiss my ass.
I'm a little behind, but Chris in Middletown is a chump.
Okay, that got me.
Well, I guess when you go after...
he went right after that, too.
The chump needs to make a comeback.
You know what? Chumps. The Phillies played like chumps in New York. They were total chumps. Yeah.
Schmuck, right? For Lakin.
Yeah.
And Chris
like
Middletown
chump.
Is a chump.
Yeah, I like chump a lot.
Anybody who boos tonight, I'm going to have a few words with. You know... I got a question. What are you actually going to do?
Nothing. I mean, no one ever does anything.
Ain't nobody about that.
They just send mean things on the internet.
Because people boo.
Ain't nobody about that life.
Yep. Couple radiothon item suggestions for next year. Hugh Douglas makes excuses for all of your life's biggest failures.
The bidding on that would go high. He's good at it.
Somebody listens. They're not excuses. They're facts. Facts.
Yeah. They are filibusters.
They're not filibusters.
Stop.
Joe Giglio shuts his damn mouth.
If you bid enough, I'll do a whole show without talking. I mean that'd be...
Oh, those are bidding suggestions. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. How's this one, Joe? Punishment idea if they do blow the division.
Okay. I mean, we might have to do that at some
because
point.
Because we've had people shave their head. What about growing your hair out?
And then you could tell me to come on home?
Come on home. Where does your hair don't grow?
So I have a decent amount of hair still if I chose to keep it. But it's... It's just the middle and the up top, and it's
that's
got like,
where
the horseshoe
is.
Thing.
The cul-de-sac.
The back's fine. Yeah, we could grow enough of that.
I mean, is that an accepted? do you accept that punishment?
Not accepting it now.
Yeah, you need to tell Sal. He need to get your name right.
If we do a show on it and we have people offer suggestions, I'm open to us putting it in the mix. I'm not going to accept it right now.
If we get a little bit closer, to that reality, we might have to take suggestions to the punishment.
I'm in. Sure.
Okay. Good. All right, last one. Well, the Phillies got swept, but at least Aaron in San Diego is a hot wife.
I hate those people sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to look at the bright side,
you
I guess.
You do. I mean, that's...
I mean, look, Aaron needs a win. Have you seen the guy?
He got to win.
Yep.
Got to win in life, a life win. Sometimes you need a life win. We're all going to see him September 3rd, even though he's not in the league.
God
you heard him
us,
today. Yeah, he's going to be there for Gerks in Roersford for her. Our event. All right. Phillies back at it tonight. Aaron Nola on the mound against Cal Quantrill, who famously on the show a couple years ago, when he pitched well against the Phillies, she was like, man, that Cal Quantrill guy was pretty good.
He had a night.
Yeah, don't ask for the music because I just don't have it in me tonight.
I didn't think you did.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask for the music.
Are they going to win tonight?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes, just asking.
Do you want me to lie to you? Let me tell you the truth.
Huh. Truth.
I don't see it.
Oh, against the Braves?
I don't see it.
And Cal Quantrill?
I mean, you're asking me? I don't see it.
They're going to win tonight. Come on, Cal Quatch. We're going to do that? All right. Afternoon show is up next. You guys have a great rest of your day. By the way, as he tweeted, his QB1. This is a Spike Eskin tweet. His QB1. His QB1, Jalen Hurts, on the afternoon show sometime today between 3:30 and 4. All for Eagles Radiothon. Be listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.